I hope Terry Schiavo dies soon. This is Jav Parrish. It's not that I have anything against Schiavo or her family. Quite the opposite. I ache for them. I can't imagine any hell worse than living for 15 years in a permanent vegetative state while relatives and courts battle over whether to continue to keep me in some grim, pathetic imitation of life. This is why I have a living will. I also have somebody who's designated as having my medical power of attorney. Had Schiavo taken either of these steps, she wouldn't be in her state of suspended animation today. She wouldn't be a turn up the twitches, giving a false hope to parents who should, by this point, know better. If we are to believe Terry's husband, and it's certainly a common enough sentiment to be entirely believable, Schiavo never wanted to be kept alive in these circumstances. That wish should be the only opinion that counts here. I have a direct, visceral response to this issue because of my own chronic health problems. 3 times in past years, I fell into comas. The first when I was 17 and in a strange city. It was days before doctors figured out that I wasn't a teenager OD'd on drugs, but had an actual medical condition. That condition worsened and led me back in a coma again, twice at age 33. The experiences were actually a lot less traumatic for me then than for the people around me. Heck, I slept through the whole thing. The people at my bedside 24 hours a day did not. I also had a stroke at age 38 and count as the most terrifying experience of my life, the inability, while awake and lucid, to make my body do what my brain wanted it to. Impaired speech, impaired movement. My body just couldn't work. It was a very, very mild version of what Schiavo faces. I never want to live through that again. I cannot imagine being in situations like that and having medical care decisions taken out of the hands of my doctors and my loved ones. I certainly can't imagine becoming a cause celebre for a bunch of opportunistic politicians and religious wackos. I have a suspicion that there's a backlash afoot, a backlash that transcends political ideologies or religious beliefs. Too many people have had to face this situation, like me, through an illness of their own, or a loved one, a child, an aging parent. Too many people have had to ask themselves, what if? Too many people wouldn't want to continue with the sort of quality of life that Terry Schiavo has had to endure for 15 long years. The medical decision to pull the plug is a decision no one should ever have to face. However, as boomers age and medicine advances, more and more people will have to face this decision. They'll be kept alive on machines with no hope of recovery. For them, for me, the Schiavo case serves as a precedent, an ugly precedent, whereby politicians and religious zealots can try to override the private medical decisions of a perfect stranger. This should be, and is, terrifying. There's an easy way to prevent it. Sign a living will. And then don't elect politicians who would exploit a private tragedy for professional gain. And pray. Pray that Terry Schiavo dies peacefully. And soon. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.